to put your stamp on this position this year?
I'm going to help a good bit, you know, like knowing the offense already a little bit. So, you know, this year coming into it, I was already felt like I was a step ahead. So it played a great deal in, you know, where I'm at right now.
Quinn, just talk about that kick. You flattened Patrick Bailey in that play. Is that something like, it's one of those like perfect hits where you don't feel it? It kind of just happens and you go on.
It was just how he played it, and it's pretty much just how it happened. That's how he played it, so that's how I reacted to it.
Was your intent to run him over, or he just kind of?
Yeah, my intent was to run whoever it was over. I mean, I don't have that much shake, so that was my intent from the beginning, to run whoever it was over, and he just played into, you know, played into the plane, so that's what happened.
The pads go on. There's always, I guess, a little more feistiness. Did you guys feel it out there, and how nice was it to get the pads on?
A lot of guys probably didn't want to put the pads on, but that's what I've been waiting for. Like I said, because playing fullback, I really can't show much or do much, you know, without the pads on. So that's what I've been waiting for. And, of course, you know, yeah, you do see the intensity going up. I mean, you know, we're competing a little bit more, so it definitely shows.
Thanks, Quinn. Last season, which you coaching staff, or you have more you need to show?
Oh, no, I always feel like there's more I can do, you know. Whatever I was today, I feel like tomorrow I can be better. So I never feel like I'm settled at one point. Every area. I mean, as long as I'm still playing, I feel like there's room for improvement in every area that I'm doing. No problem.